Whether you missed a BS between 6 and 9, or just want to hear it again, you've come to the right place. Jamie and Lee on Listener, anytime you want them.
We are saying a very good morning from Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes Two Performers Union to Aaron Oldacre, Carly Finn. They are singing for Relay for Life in Takes Two. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are we both this morning?
Great.
I'm great.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You wonderful people. Lovely
getting
to have
the,
you both in.
To the pointy end of things before the actual show. What are we, two, three weeks out?
Three weeks tonight, I believe, will be opening night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No pressure.
The colour has just drained from Carly's face.
I love that. I love how nervous Carly is.
Yeah. Usually I start with the singer, with the mentee rather than the mentor.
But the celebrity.
Aaron, the celebrity, yeah.
Celebrity.
Yeah. How's she going?
So I'm looking forward to this particular act more than many in the past because I think Carly's really good and Carly's quite nervous and she's going to be fantastic. But that moment before she goes on stage when she's going to be experiencing absolute terror, I cannot wait for. It's going to be worth it.
Fantastic.
There'll be no filming backstage.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That you know of.
Yeah. Charles, great to have you on board, and we've worked together a lot in the past on various projects. How did you get involved in Wagga Wagga Takes Two?
I put my hand up.
Well, that was silly.
It was silly. No, I've been to a few of the shows. Everyone looks like they're having such a fabulous time, and it's a great opportunity to give back to a charity that is close to my heart.
Yeah, and talk to us about that as well. Why Relay for Life?
So Relay for Life and Cancer Council in particular for me because, for a lot of people, I guess, cancer's touched me in many ways over my life. I've lost my nan and a couple of close friends, and it's just an opportunity to do something for them as well as raise awareness of what the Cancer Council does and Relay for Life, what they do to support those who are impacted, not just those who are going through a diagnosis, but their family and friends as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of those situations where once you start talking about it with people too, you find it's very difficult to find somebody who's either personally or their family has not been touched by that cancer story.
Yeah.
It must be sort of meaningful in that regard, not just, you know, that it's part of your family's story, but that so many people can relate to it as well.
Yeah, and that's one of the great things about the Relay for Life committee. Everyone's on there for the same reason. Mm. They're all passionate about raising awareness and providing support, and it's a really good charity to be involved with. And like you said, it's few and far between if you haven't been touched by it in your life.
Yeah.
And as you say, like the Cancer Council does such great work in the space of like funding research and all of that sort of stuff. But the work they do for people who are going through cancer and for their families as well, that 13 11 20 number that they operate where you can call up and just ask questions to people who have been there, done that, or people who know what's coming up in a time of your life where there's so many questions that are unanswered is just amazing. So,
yeah, and it's not just for the person going through it. So as a friend of someone who's going through it, you can call them and ask for support. As a family member, you can call. And even as someone going through it, they can actually put you in touch with someone who has been through the same form of cancer and a diagnosis as you to talk to them about what to expect going forward.
Yeah, it's amazing the work they do and the work that the Wagga Relay for Life crew do in raising funds for so many local services like your Lilia Lodge and like your transport to treatment programs and all of these things that just help support people who are going through that really tough battle. It's just incredible. So, yeah. How's it been going with the fundraising? You've had a bit of fun, I know.
We have had some fun.
It's a really great committee to work for.
Yes.
And
yeah.
So the event that we had, particularly at the Palm and Pawn a few weeks ago, a huge success, lots of support from people like Matt Luff from the committee and all the other great sponsors who came on board to help us out.
Yeah.
And it was a great family fun day. Terrific stuff.
And out and about again in a couple of weeks, you looking at selling some raffle tickets?
Yes. So we're looking at Saturday in 2 weeks. No. 3 weeks, the 13th.
Yep. 2 weeks.
Doing a bit of a pub crawl. It's coming up quick.
Yeah.
Doing a bit of a pub crawl. Raffle.
Yeah.
With some of the items that we didn't get to raffle off at the Palm and Pawn.
Yeah.
So there's some great stuff there. We've got what do we have? I can't remember. We've got vouchers to the movies. We've got vouchers to Big W and Bunnings, a $200 restaurant voucher to Assembly in Canberra. Oh. Yeah, there's some great stuff. So and head out on the town and we'll come around and collect your money.
I mean, before that, you have your final night of, or your final evening of meat raffles at the Union this evening as well,
tonight.
Don't you, tonight?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So you can swing down there and grab yourself a couple of tickets and take home some beautiful meat trays down there. And tonight, usually Friday night, but Thursday, of course, this week. How is it going with the singing and the dancing and the preparation for everything that's going on stage?
We're nailing it.
I'm glad she said that because it is actually true. And massive shout out as well to Leanne Nichols Dance Academy because that she has been such a great coach to us and the dancers that they have down there. And
they're amazing.
And I know I don't want to repeat myself, but I'm feeling really good about this year's act. It's going to be awesome.
Fantastic. It seems to be a common story, and like having been a contestant in the show myself a few times, it's always the way where you're going through rehearsal, just singing the song and thinking, yeah, this sounds pretty good. We've got it sounding great. And then you get it in front of Miss Leanne and the dancers and it lifts to a whole new level and you're like, we're ready to take this to Broadway.
Yeah. And then the band comes in as well. Yeah, and everything else. Now, you've got to be nice to your judge over here as well because
I'm the Mark Holden. I'm the nice judge.
Who's the third judge?
Oh, we can't tell you. Super secret squirrel business. Adam Thompson, of course, second judge from...
I am wearing my Adam Thompson shirt today, quite accidentally. But I'm looking forward to busting that out on the great man himself on the night.
Yeah.
He does raise eyebrows too, doesn't he?
He very much does raise eyebrows. grab your tickets to WaggaWaggaTanks2.com because Friday night, of course, is sold out. Yep. Saturday night, sold out. So there's about 490 in there for those two. And then Thursday night, no pressure. And then Thursday night has still got a few tickets available, but not many. So you can grab those, WaggaWaggaTakes2.com. If people want to find out more about Relay for Life or if they want to register, obviously Relay for Life will be coming up again later this year. Follow them on the socials.
Yes, follow. They've got a Wagga page, Relay for Life Wagga, and just keep an eye out. They're actually looking at changing things up a little bit this year, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
And they're looking at around September, October. So it's very exciting what they're looking at doing.
Amazing.
And you also have a page for your Thomas Brothers Wagga Wagga Takes 2 entry this year as well, Facebook page.
Harley Finn and Aaron Oldacre for Wagga Wagga Takes 2. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, easy for you to say. Yeah. Guys, thank you so much for coming in, Carly, Aaron. Look forward to seeing you up there on stage on the nights, of course, April 18, 19 and 20. 3 weeks today, opening night. It's Thomas Brothers, Wagga Wagga Takes 2. It's Triple M.
Jamie and Lee on Listener. Anytime you want them. And live from 6 to 9 weekdays on the Riverina's Triple M.